Hello everyone. Hi. Hello everyone. Hi. Happy Christmas in advance and Happy New Year. Hope you enjoyed your Christmas and your New Year with your family and with your loved ones. Hope it was plenty time between you and your loved one. You share the love of Jesus with someone. And the time of restoration in your home, in your life. I want to appreciate you for always being with us, following, hearing the word of God, and putting it at work in your life. Once again, we are going to continue our series, God's Grace in Romans, where we are looking at the riches of God's grace for you and for I. So in our last studies, which we ended in the last year, we were in Romans chapter 8 and in verse 15, where we saw that Romans 8 and verse 15, it says, for ye have not received the spirit of him, so the spirit of bondage begin to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby ye cry, Abba Father. So we saw that when we were in Adam, when we were sinners, we had the spirit of fear in us. And we identified that spirit, the nature of Satan. That when we were partakers of that nature, we were partakers of fear. And we said that the enemy is an entity or a personality of fear. But Christians have the spirit of power and of boldness. So as Christians, we are bold by nature. We have power by nature. So the power of God is our commodity by nature. We don't seek to have power. Once we have the Holy Ghost on our inside, his nature is now united to our nature. So the power of God is now at work in us as a nature, because we have the spirit of power, of love, and of the sound mind, which is something which we can envy, or which we can see in Timothy 1 and verse 7. So today we'll continue from there. And in verse 16, now we'll now continue in verse 16. It now says, for the spirit itself beareth witness with us, or with our spirit. For the spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And so we have this spirit of power, or the spirit of sonship in us. It bears witness with our own spirit that we are the children of God. Now, being a son of God is not known just by we trying to be good. There are men of other religion that are better than most Christians, but they can't have the witness of sonship in their hearts. Sometimes you see people who have done religion for years, they have done good works to earn salvation for years, but that witness of sonship to God can only come to us on the basis of God's own spirit, which gives us, well, who gives us that witness, that inner knowing. When you are a child of God, you just know that you are a child of God. Sometimes we try to know that we are children of God by actions. But when you have that God's own spirit on your inside, that very spirit bears witness with your own spirit. There's a knowing, there's a peace that flows in your heart that you're a child of God. Now for instance, in 1 John 5 and verse 10, we hear, 1 John 5 and verse 10, we hear, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Once you believe in Jesus Christ, the moment you give your all to Christ and say, today I receive Christ as my Lord and my Savior, there's a knowing on your inside. Because why? The new creation, or that new spirit of God, comes down on your inside, and it comes with new desires. You now see that instead of longing after sin continually, the inner man longs after righteousness. So from the inside, you have a witness that truly on my inside I have a longing for Jesus. And that longing can only come by the power of the Holy Ghost. That longing is produced by the Holy Ghost. That's the witness that we have in our own spirit. Again, we hear in 1 John 5 and verse 13 that these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. When you read the scriptures, he says, I have written unto you that you may know that you have. How do you know? When you believe in Jesus, that you should know that you already have, that you are going to have. I have written unto you that you may know that you have, that you are going to have. So Christians know that they are sons of God. They know that they have eternal life. It's only bewitchment that tells a man to do good. One day you end salvation or you end eternal life. It's witchcraft. So many believers are still struggling. Will I make heaven? Or will I make it at the end? Heaven at last. Heaven at last. Forgetting that the real heaven is on your inside. We are in heavenly places in Christ. When you receive Christ, the kingdom of God has entered into your heart. It's not only for eternal life. These things have I written unto you that believe, that you may know that you have, not that you shall have, that you have eternal life. When you believe in Jesus and it comes into you, Christ is eternal life. That's what 1 John 5 and verse 20 says. He is eternal life. So when it comes into you, when you believe in him, you know your conscience is purified. You know. Even when you sin, you know that I'm a child of God. So he says that we have the witness of the Holy Ghost on our inside, that we are children of God. Then in verse 17, we now hear, and if children, then heirs. Woo! If you are a child of God, then you are an heir. Doesn't matter your background. You can come from Africa, just like I'm from Africa. You can come from where they gave birth to you in a mud house, just like many of us in Africa, that they gave birth to us in mud houses. Not me in particular. I'm not the kind of pastor that would tell Americans and people ask that they gave birth to me in a mud house. You know, our church is in a mud place, so we are looking for money from every corner. I wasn't born in a mud house, even if you are I'm from Africa. And our church is not in a mud place. Hallelujah. You know, many of the pastors in Africa, they just want to portray Africans as poor people. When you are in Christ, God has given you an inheritance. It's not by race or by where you come from. You have a place. You have an inheritance in Christ. You are an heir. An heir. When you believe in Jesus, you become an heir. You no longer look at your background. You have been cut off from that ancestry. You have not been invited, or you have not been connected. You have not been put into the family of God. So you now become an heir. As the Son of God, you now become an heir. An heir of what we hear. And if children, if you are a child of God, if you are in the family of God, then you are an heir. Ooh, an heir. What a wonderful experience. What a wonderful word. That I am an heir. I may come from a poor background, but I am an heir. As a child of God, I have become an heir. You will not inherit anything from your own parents. My dad didn't leave anything for me. My mom didn't leave anything for me. Or my brothers took away everything. Or the government has confiscated everything that was given to me. Doesn't matter. You are an heir. You are not poor. You are not forsaken. You are an heir. And we hear an heir of what? Heirs of God. Woo! You are an heir of God. You are an heir of the living God. Imagine you, God himself, all that God is yours. All that God is and all that God has is yours. The person of God is what you have inherited. And all that God has is yours. You are an heir of God. Imagine God, whom the entire earth cannot contain. The heavens and the earth cannot contain God. Imagine you have the fullness of God as your inheritance. God is not poor. God is not weak. God is not sick. God is beautiful. God is awesome. God is overwhelming. God is all-powerful. Imagine the all-surpassing greatness of God is your inheritance. You are an heir of God. You are an heir of the living God. The Holy Ghost came to bear witness in your heart that you are an heir of God. You are not forsaken. You have all things. You are the one that has made all things. Therefore, all things are yours. Paul says that in verse Corinthians chapter 4. That all things are yours. The world, angels,
things that are to come,
all things are yours.
Because what? You are an heir of God. And God has all things. Therefore, all things are yours.
Things may look negative around you right now. It may look as if you are forsaken, you are in a place where you don't know how to go forward in life. But you are an heir of God. And if you are an heir of God, all things are yours. Oh, you have to sit down and talk to yourself. Counter those voices speaking against you. Counter those voices in your heart. Put your chair. Look at the word of God, because it has been written concerning you that all things are yours. You are an heir of God. And talk to your circumstance that I'm an heir of God. I'm not forsaken. I'm not a weak person. I'm not a poor man. I can't look at my back. I am of the lineage of God. I'm a descendant of the Heavenly Father. Blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I can't be poor. I can't be weak. I cannot be sick. God is my help, because I am an heir of God. I'm an heir of the health of God, of the wealth of God, of the wisdom of God, of the power of God, of the grace of God, of the mercy of God, of the kindness of God, of the blessings of God. All that God has, I have. So how can I be defeated in life? How can you be defeated? How can you be defeated? You have to talk to yourself. You are an heir of God. Now here, and join heirs with Christ. Woo! Hear that? Join heirs with Christ. If we heard that we are heir of God alone, that should be good. But to think that we share equally with Jesus, that all that God has, we share equally with Christ, it looks like an overstatement. Imagine that all that God has, He has given to Christ, and you are in joint heir with Christ. Means that all that Christ has is yours. All that you have is Christ. And we don't even have anything. All that God has is ours. Because we are joint heirs with Christ. So that word joint heir there is a very powerful word. Now let me give an example. For instance, imagine that you have a joint account with someone, and the two of you are signatories to this account. So for someone to cash something out, for either party to cash out, your own signature must be there and his own too must be there. So it means that when Christ wants to do something on earth in your life, you are also a party to it. You also have a contribution. It serves us two ways. I'll take the other one first and then I'll come back to this one. The first one is that, remember that Adam was an heir of God, was an heir of the earth. But why he lost the earth was that Christ wasn't a joint heir with him. So because of that, when the enemy came, he signed. And so he lost the entire earth to Satan. Do you understand? But being joint heir with Christ, it means that even when I fail and I sign, Christ won't sign. And because Christ doesn't sign, I can't lose my inheritance. So you can't lose your position in God, you can't lose your inheritance, because you are joint heir with Christ. It is tied to Jesus. He has given to you. Even when you give the enemy permission over your life, it's not absolute, because Christ so needs to give permission, and so he doesn't give. Therefore, the enemy doesn't have authority over you, even when you fall. So it means that even when I've made a mistake, I am still an heir of God. Even when I have fallen, I am still an heir of God. But the other part of it is that I am also responsible for receiving what God has already given to me. If there's a check, what I've put in my account, some kind of money, let's say $50 billion, I have to go to the bank, sign it, make an effort to receive it. So my job is to receive what has been deposited in my account. So as joint heirs with Christ, you have also a responsibility. Your job right now is to understand how to receive, is to sign your own signature, to agree, to acknowledge what is in you in Christ. So we hear in Ephesians 3 and in verse 20. Let's read it quickly. Even though God can do anything for you, can do anything for me, there's a part that you and I ought to pray. Even though we have everything in Christ Jesus, we won't go back and pray, because many of us, when we hear this kind of messages, we just go back and start saying, I have God. God is my help. Where is this one? Then we'll go back and then we'll start looking up to God to do something. As though if God, we begin to blame God for the evils in our lives. Forgetting that we are joint heirs until we play our part. Until we agree. Christ has already agreed. Until we also agree. And our agreeing is appropriating or believing in what Christ has already done, or in what God has given unto us in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians 2, 3, and verse 20, we now hear, now unto him that is able, he is able, yes. Can God change my situation? He can change it. Can God bless me? He can bless you. Can God do this one for me? He can do it. We now hear, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, he can even do beyond what you and I think. Abundantly, above all, that we ask or think, according to the power at work. Observe, he can do all things, but the thing that God does is according to the power at work in us. It means, if we don't put the power at work in us, if we don't put God's word at work in us, if we don't put that power at work in us, put it to work in us, it means that even though God can do anything, he can't, he won't do. It's not possible. Because we are joint heirs with Christ. I have to do my part in receiving what God has already proclaimed concerning me. I have to act my own fire. So we are joint heirs. God has given. I now do my part to receive. And my part is believing. And believing comes with actions. If I say I believe and I sit in one place, it means that I don't believe. If I say I've given you money, go to your bank and receive it. You're going there. It's a position of faith. So faith comes with actions. If I believe, I act to receive. And let me show you again in James 1 and in verse. James 1 and in verse 22. We now hear. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Because you are doing earth with Christ, you hear, you do. Your action is what appropriates. When you believe and you act on the word of God, you appropriate what God has already deposited in your account. You now hear, for if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. It means you see your face in a mirror. You see what God has given to you in the word of God. For he beholdeth himself, or who he is in Christ, or what has been given unto him in Christ, and goeth his way, and forgetteth what manner of man he was, not he is. It means what you saw in the word of God is what you are. So by your actions in obeying what God has spoken to you, in walking in accordance with what you have heard concerning your life, talking it, acting it, is what brings forth the result. He forgetteth what manner of man he was. Now here again. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. Ooh. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. You look, I am an heir of God. I am an heir of God. I am an heir of the health of God, of the wealth of God, of the joy of God. I am an heir of God. Then you start acting. You believe. You are saying and you are acting in accordance to what God has spoken to you. You are signing a check. You are agreeing. As a joint heir with Christ, you are agreeing. But also look into into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein. He be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. You see that? So your actions, you have to sign. Your acknowledgement. Your acknowledgement is what makes it come into being. Philemon 1 and verse 6. Look at it again. Philemon 1 and verse 6. Philemon 1 verse 6. We hear that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging that what has been communicated to you in the spirit should become effectual. By the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. You see that? Every good thing is in you in Christ. For the communication of your faith to become effectual by acknowledging, signing the joint heir check. You start, you begin to acknowledge, I'm an heir of God. I can't be poor. I can't be sick. The nations of the earth are open unto me. I propagate the gospel everywhere. I am going far in life. I can't be weak. I am loved by all. I am accepted because God has accepted me in the beloved. I am full of God. I am full of joy. I am full of wealth. Start saying it, acknowledging it, and then acting. Because you are in joint heir, not just an heir, but the heirship is connected to Christ. So until when Christ signs, you also have to sign. Your agreement is believing what Christ has done, proclaiming it, so you can see it coming into being. So from this week 12, I urge you, when you start acting on God's own word, you are in joint heir. You aren't a poor person, you aren't a weak person, you aren't a sinner, or a sinner waiting for God. You have inherited the righteousness of Christ. God, all that God is, the holiness of God is your portion. His righteousness is your portion. His health is your portion. His joy is your portion. All that God has, all the attributes of God are yours. You are an heir of God. You are an heir of all that God is. And what that God has. If God is sanctified, you are sanctified. If He's perfect, you are perfect. If He's holy, you are holy. If He's good, you are good. Because He is your life and He is your portion. He is your inheritance. So this week I pray for you that the Almighty God will open your eyes to behold all that you are in Christ. So that you begin to start acknowledging what God has done for you, what you have in you, and what you can do in it. And as you act on God's word this new year, you are going to see differences. You're going to see how all that you already have will come into fruition, come into manifestation. See things changing for you as a child of God. Because for indeed you are blessed, and indeed you are an heir of God. You are a righteous person in Christ Jesus. You are a blessed person in Christ Jesus. You are the favored of the Almighty God. And now, I want to bring to you a prophetic word for this season, which I began to announce a few days back online. And I began to say that this year is a very powerful year in my place of worship and prayer with the Lord, asking Him what is this year going to look like. And God began to explain to me that this year is a very powerful year. It's a year where the door of Zion has been opened. The door of wealth, of power has been opened. So I'm going to give you some signs, things that you will see happening in your life, happening in your nation this year. Now, look at things that will happen to you or to your nation. Hear what God says. God says to me, He says, I have seen your works, your work, good works of faith, love and patience in your advancement of my kingdom. Many people have been advancing God's own kingdom. So God said, I have seen it. Some have been giving. Some have been doing one or two things, preaching the word of God on social media, on every platform that has been given to you. You have been people doing it. So God says, I have seen your good works, your acts of love towards one another, which have come from a pure heart of love. I have seen you in the lowest moments in the past season, even when things were down, you were faithful. But I saw you in your lowest moment. Though you are feeble, without much strength, you have stood in the face of the fire, defending my name. Many of you have not denied Christ in the midst of calamities. These people stood. And then we hear, in the midst of no gain, where you were ministering God's word, standing for the name of Jesus without any gain. No one was there in the dark. He says, in the face of persecutions, you have stood steady, maintaining my pure message of love. Your hour has now come. God has said, your hour, this year, your hour has come. It's the year that has announced your season. It's your moment of glory. Hear what He says. Now says, I have irreversibly opened the door of Zion unto you. In Zion you find angels walking for you this year. angels of God going to work will communicate God's blessing to you this year. They will bring good things, your gifts of your business, of your home, of your life, and the channels of life are open. Angels of God, in Zion you find the angels of God at work. God's own spirit is at work. Christ is at work, bringing the grace, the goodness of God, the prosperity of nations unto you this year. And then we hear 2023 is a year of entry into the unprecedented and unlimited possibilities in my kingdom. Unlimited. We're going to see things happen suddenly on you, on every corner. Be expectant. Good things happen as you act on God's word, as you follow His word, as you believe and begin to acknowledge and hear. What you hear it, you believe it, you say it, this is my season. I believe that my time has come. This year, I am receiving unprecedented and unlimited access to different kinds of possibilities. Opportunities have opened for me in peace to minister the word of God, to do good. The word has become a field of usefulness to me on every side. As you begin to say these things and believe them, you are acting in accordance with God's will. And you see it come to pass. I say to my church, I give you unlimited access to the throne of salvation to procure for yourself and others life from the peace of life. You cannot enter at any time and see God move in your life. I say to my church, I give you a great freedom of mind in communication of the gospel, and I give the heart of your hearer to you to hear every word which you speak. It means that the spirit of faith is poured out upon the nations, upon your loved ones. You can now go. The word of God will prevail. You know, I give you the great harvest, the large ingathering of souls to my church and the kingdom. In this year, you will see in different nations, thousands, millions coming to Christ. It's a year of revival. You will see these things happening. They will begin to happen from this year. The door of Zion is open. Yeah. And the abundance of the sea, the forces of the Gentiles shall come to you this year. Kings and princes of the earth flow in their large numbers to the brightness of your rising. Now Zion is born at once. Your miracles are birthed this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. You're going to see things that you have longed for being birthed this year by the power of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, brother and sister, that this is your year. Your time has come. Zion is giving birth this year. You are giving birth to that miracle this year. I tell you that your time has come. Your time has come to give birth to that ministry. Your time has come. You are giving birth to that business. You are giving birth to that career this year. Your time has come to arise and to shine. Oh. This is the year of the fulfillment of prophecy over you. You have been a pastor for a long time, low number. God is expanding you this year. I tell you, watch and see. You have been speaking the miraculous hand of God upon your ministry. This year you see the miraculous hand of God manifesting in your ministry. You see miracles happening in your life this year. Because the move of God has raised you up. And I will raise, he said, I bring up from the caves the sons of Zion, and I raise you up to be notable leaders in my body. Now a new set of Christian preachers will come, ministers of the gospel that carry a measure of the power of God arising. God is bringing them forth, and they will have a tremendous effect in the world this year. And then here again, I give the heart, I give you unlimited access to great numbers, power, and riches. All these things will come upon you this year. I give the heart of religious, and I make them to come to you this season. They see my love for the bride, and they bow to me from their heart in honor of my grace and greatness. This is the moment of the spiritual and secular grandeur of the church. The moment of greater glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's a moment of greater glory where sons come, unlimited power, unlimited riches, numbers, good things, favor on every side. This time, stand where God honors your work, honors the church with power in the earth. you carry influence that you never imagined. In 6 months' time, you see these things that I'm saying come to pass. You begin to see them happening in your lives. In 6 months' time, see a huge difference in your life. In the following month, as you keep on believing and moving on, you see them coming to pass. Greater glory. Ah, I'm so happy, I'm so glad for this year. So happy because God is doing wonders this year. And I want to be expectant. For me and my team of workers with me here, I say we love you. Happy New Year. And I will see you again very, very soon. I'll see you again very, very soon as we continue our series. Thank you for many of you that have been watching and have been commenting and have been sending messages to me of what God is doing in your life. God bless so much. From my heart, I love you and I will see you next week. Thank you so much. God bless you.